So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion about the significance of various things one sees in a dream. First, the Gemara discusses prayer-related dreams. For example, one who answers Amen Yehesh Mirab in his dream is assured that he will receive a portion in Olam Haba. Hamanich tefillin b'chalim yitzapa l'gdula. One who seeing himself put on tefillin in his dream should anticipate attaining greatness. For this alluded to in the pasuk regarding tefillin, v'ro'u chol ami oretz ki shem Hashem nikar lecha v'yar mimecha. All the people of the earth will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will be in awe of you. Then the Gemara discusses the meaning of dreams in which one finds himself being intimate with various forbidden women. The Gemara explains, however, that such dreams have significance only if he did not know them or was not thinking of them before going to sleep. The Gemara discusses dreams about various foods. For example, Harechitim b'chalayim, ra'a shalom. One who sees weed in his dream has seen a vision indicating peace. For the pasuk states, Hasam gvulich shalom, chelev chitim yasbeich, which indicates that chitim, wheat, is related to shalom, peace. Harei remoina b'chalayim. If one sees pomegranates in his dream, it depends on their size. Zutri, if they are small. Pori oske k'remoina, it means that his business will be fruitful like a pomegranate. Ravrevi, if they are large, iske k'remoina ravi. It means that his business will multiply like a pomegranate, for a pomegranate has many seeds. Harei tamarim b'chalayim, tamu avinoisav. If one sees dates in his dream, that indicates that tamu avinoisav, his sins have ended, as it states, tam avinich bastien. O daughter of Zion, your sin has ended. The Gemara tells of dreams that predict a rise to a position of prestige. For example, Hanichnis la'agam, nasa rosh yeshiva. One who dreams of entering a marsh will become the head of the yeshiva. And the Gemara tells us that in fact Rav Papa had such a dream, and he indeed became a rosh yeshiva. Amud Beis. The Gemara tells about various Torah personalities and Torah books that one sees in his dream. The Gemara lists them in groups of three, where the first two are signs of positive things to come, and the third is cause for concern of impending punishment. For example, Tan Rabban, Shloshim Malachim Heim, there are three kings, which means, Haroya David Bechaloim, Yitzab Bel Chasidis. One who sees David HaMelech in his dream should hope to acquire Chasidis piety. Shloima, Yitzab Bel Chachma. And if one sees Shloima HaMelech, he should hope for wisdom. Achav Yideg Min HaParanas. If one sees Achav, he should be concerned of upcoming punishment for his sins. Shloshim Nevim Heim. The three books of the prophets are signs of the following. Malachim represents Gedula, greatness. Yechezkel represents Chachma, wisdom. Yeshaya represents Nechama, consolation. And Yirmiyah represents Purani's punishment. Shloshe Ksuvim Gedolim Heim. The three larger books of the writings are signs of the following. Tehillim represents Chasidus, piety. Mishle represents Chachma, wisdom. Iyiv represents Purani's punishment. Shloshe Ksuvim Ketanim Heim. The three smaller books of the writings are signs of the following. Shir Hashirim represents Chasidus, piety. Koheles represents Chachma, wisdom. And the Kinnis represents Parani's punishment. This section concludes with Haroya Megillas Esther, Nes Nasaloi. Megillas Esther is a sign of an impending miracle. The Gemara also mentions seeing various Tanoim in one's dreams, some of whom also represent Chachma and Chasidus. We have cited just a few examples of the many different dreams discussed by the Gemara. The Gemara also tells us about which animals, types of metals, fruits, vegetables, colors, and birds are beneficial visions and which are not. The Gemara then leaves the topic of dreams and gives us several lists of various topics. For example, Shloisha nechnosin laguf ve'en aguf nena mehem. There are three things that although they enter the body derives no pleasure from them. They are cherries, inferior dates, and unripe dates. Shloisha ein nechnosin laguf ve'aguf nena mehem. In contrast, there are three things that do not enter the body, and the body nevertheless does have pleasure from them. They are washing, anointing, and relieving oneself. Shlisha meshivin daita shalom. Koil, mara, v'reach. Three things calm a person: pleasant sound, sight, and smell. Shlisha machivin daita shalom. And three things broaden a person's mind and lift his spirit. They are dirana, ishana, v'kelem noim. A nice home, a beautiful wife, and beautiful furnishings. The Gemara at the end of the daf returns to the Mishnah and elaborates on the bracha that one makes upon seeing a place of idolatry that had been uprooted. Tan Rabban, Haroi Markulis Oime Baruch Shenosin Erech Hapayim Loi Ritzayna. If one sees the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, he makes a bracha about Hashem's patience with those who transgress His will. Mokum Shenekrim En Avodah Skechavim Oime Baruch Sheoker Avodah Skechavim Eretzayna. If he sees a place from where an Avodah Zarah was uprooted, He makes a bracha that Hashem has uprooted Avodah Zarah from our land. He continues with, so too shall other idols be uprooted from all places of Israel. The Tanakhama of the Brises says that in Eretz Yisrael he should add at the end of this bracha, and may you bring back the hearts of those who serve the idols to serve you. As Rashi explains, this refers to Jews who unfortunately have strayed and worship idols. However, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we do not say this phrase. The idol worshippers are assumed to be non-Jews, and there is no need to pray for non-Jewish idol worshippers. Reb Shimon Loza, however, argues that this phrase should be said even in Chutz Laretz, because these non-Jewish idolaters are destined to become Gerim converts at the time of Mashiach. Shenema oz ef v'chil amim safa bru. For the Pasuk states, then I will change the nations to speak a pure language, which means that they will all accept the kingdom of Hashem. Darsh Rav Avnuna, Haroya Bavel Harsha'a, Tzarech Lavar Chamesh Brachas. Rav Avnuna taught that one who visits the wicked country of Bavel must recite five brachas. One, Roya Bavel. Upon seeing the ruins of Bavel, he says, Baruch Shehecher Bavel Harsha'a. Blessed is he who destroyed the wicked country of Bavel. Two, Ra'a Beisvesh on Nebuchadnezzar. Upon seeing the ruins of Nebuchadnezzar's palace, one says, Baruch Shehecher Beisvesh on Nebuchadnezzar. Three, Ra'a Guv Shel Arayis Oikiv Shel Na'esh. When seeing Daniel's lion den, or the fiery furnace into which Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were cast, one says the bracha that is recited at places of miracles, Baruch Shas Anisim Labasinu Bamokim Azeh. Four, Ra'a Makoilis. Upon seeing the idol of Marculus, one says, Baruch Shanosan Erech Apayim La'ivrit Sinai, blessed is he who has shown patience with those who violate his will. And five, Haroi Mokim Shanoit Limimena Offer. A one who sees the cursed place in Bavel, from where animals cannot budge, unless some earth from that place is placed upon them, he says the bracha, Baruch Oimev Ra'isa Geizer Mekayim. Blessed is he who says something and does it, he who decrees and fulfills the decree. Hashem had decreed that Bavel will be destroyed and remain desolate. This area from where the earth was taken will remain desolate, hence this bracha. Yehi Ratzon Sheyibaneh Beis HaMikdash B'Mehirah V'Yameinu.